The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Bill Glaze is with us. Bill's a regular guest on our show, Bethany Baptist Church in the Homewood neighborhood here in the city of Pittsburgh. Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
We can't complain.
Bill, did you hear our previous segment?
No, I didn't catch it. I was tied up with something. I usually try to catch it before I come on.
I know. Yeah. Well, listen, we were talking about social media. There's this mom who saw, how old was the kid when he started?
12.
12 years old. And she decided that he wasn't mature enough for social media, so she promised him that she'd pay him $1,800 if he could stay off social media for 6 years.
Until he was 18.
Until he was 18, and he just cashed in.
Oh, wow. That's quite a bit of discipline there.
Isn't it? Do you do social media?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, just the regular platform. I'm not on, like, TikTok or anything like that.
I'd pay to see you on TikTok, Bill. No, I would. Okay, if someone gave you $1,800, could you stay on social media for a while?
Well, it's a part. Now, when you say social media, you mean
Facebook?
You mean like internet and all that, right?
No, I say Facebook, Twitter,
right?
You know that stuff.
Instagram.
I have, because I'm not on that stuff anyway, so I would have no problem.
Yeah,
that would be a good. What was it, $1,600 for me?
$1,800, easy money.
Well, $1,800.
Yeah, I just gave you a raise. Yeah. I mean, it's problematic for a pastor to be on social media, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I tell you what, when I come into the office, probably the first hour I spend is just returning emails.
Of course you do.
I don't have time for, you know, the other stuff. I'm sure that it is, you know, some people use it as a ministry, but, you know, for me, it would just be another part of the job that's keeping me from getting to the stuff that I need to get to.
I hear you.
Which is the case, really, for everybody, if you think about it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But, Bill, social media aside, you came to talk to us about something very serious about the House of Pain. Let's go into this, okay? Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, you know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon says this, and this seems rather strange. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men. So he says that at some point, we will all end up in the house of mourning. And, you know, I call that the house of pain, you know, when we go through the painful times in life, you know. And I believe that he's using the house of mourning as a metaphor to talk about the painful experiences that we go through. You know, I went through, and I'm sure that, you know, we all have our stories that we can tell about our painful experiences, but toward the end of last year, you know, around November, I started having back problems, and they were so bad that I couldn't sleep. I mean, it just kind of kept me up all night. And, you know, I tell you what, there's no worse feeling than to know that you're not going to be able to go lay down in your bed and go to sleep at night, you know, that you're going to be up because you can't. I mean, you know, the pain was just, you know, that excruciating. So, you know, it kind of took its toll on me. After a while,
I bet.
And one day I was on the internet, right? Not social media, so to speak. and God just dropped this message from Pastor Rick Warren. I wasn't looking for it, I wasn't searching for it, but in the midst of my pain, you know, this message, you know, this sermon, he comes up, and you know, he wasn't able to preach at his church. He had excruciating pain in his hands, arms, feet, legs. He couldn't do anything. It was with him all the time. And he had surgery, and, you know, nothing could take care of it. And so he preached a message on how God can use pain for good in my life. And, you know, I began to listen to that message, and it just kind of captured me. And I listened to it over and over again. And I found out that, you know, there, as Solomon said, there's much more that we can learn in the house of pain than we learn, you know, during times of feasting. You know, I can think, you know, over all the years of the parties that I went to, you know, the times of celebration that I went to, and very rarely, you know, do you learn anything in those times of celebration. You know, you're usually there just to have a good time and enjoy yourself and have fun with people. And so, you know, there's really not a lot that you're learning at that time. But, you know, just during those times in the house of pain, man, that's when the lessons come, you know, right and left. You know, I have a poem that I quote often, and it says, I walked a mile with laughter. She chatted all the way, but left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and ne'er a word said she, but oh, the things I learned when sorrow walked with me. And so I think about being in the house of pain and the lessons that are there. And sometimes, you know, we come to those places and we want to squirm out of them. You know, we want to jump out of them instead of saying, you know, God, don't let me waste this trial that I'm going through. Don't let me waste this painful experience, but let me learn something out of it. And so, you know, Pastor Rick Warren, he gave 5 points, and I'll just give them to you real quick. He said, God used pain to guide and direct, to goad and correct, to gauge and inspect, to guard and protect, to grow and perfect. And, you know, I began to meditate on each one of those and saw how that, you know, even during my painful experience, that God was working and teaching me lessons, and I just had to be still and hear those lessons that God was teaching us. So, you know, going back to, you know, as a matter of fact, one translation of Ecclesiastes 7 says it's better to spend time at funerals than it is at parties. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love that translation, you know, because and the thing is, you know, we seem to be more contemplative when we're, you know, in a funeral or time of sorrow. You know, we begin to think about our own mortality, you know, in the midst of heaviness. So, you know, I'm telling people now, you know, I don't want to go through the house of pain. I don't want to see you go through the house of pain. But if you find yourself there, you know, get all that you can out of that. Learn the lessons that God is trying to work in your life as you go through that time.
That's fabulous, Bill. That's really excellent. So what I take, though, right, because all of us, of course, are living in the house of pain, as you say, one season or another, sometimes years and years throughout that. But if you don't know God and if you're not leaning on God, then, you know, the pain is necessarily wasted in some way because it's just painful and there's no place to put it.
Right, right. Well, you know, I encourage people, because see, John, even sometimes as Christians, you know, we can go through painful experiences and then we can end up getting bitter with God. Mm-hmm. You know, we end up, again, trying to squirm out of our situation and circumstances. And so I'm telling people, you got to bring God in it. You know, it's just not enough to say that I'm a Christian. It's just not enough to say, well, I know the Lord. You've got to bring God into that painful experience. And, you know, it's just like Jesus. It says that, you know, he tasted death for all of us. So, you know, he knows what it's like. So he's not some outsider that says, okay, well, I'm looking down and seeing people going through pain and not knowing what it feels like. And so that's what I'm saying. You know, you have to bring God in it. You know, you have to bring him in it, you know, through finding him in scriptures. You know, I find that, you know, in a time of pain, you know, there's a couple lessons that we can learn. And one of the lessons is that pain ought to cause us to search for God in deeper ways. You know, you think of Job and all that he went through. And I remember one of the verses that he says, oh, that I might find him. You know, God put out an APB on God. You know, Job put out an APB on God. Oh, that I might find him, that I might go to him, you know, and bring him into this situation so I can ask him questions and so that I can interact with him. So, you know, pain should lead to a deeper search for God. But, you know, the most important thing is that pain should lead us to change. You know, I was reading a quote, and it says, pain never leaves you where it found you. You know, it's either going to make you bitter or it's going to make you better. Pain is not going to leave you right there where you're at. And so I pray that, you know, as I go through those painful experiences, that there might be change, you know, for the better, that God might point things out in my life that I need to address and change so that I can become more conformed to the image of Christ.
Yeah, so the experience isn't wasted.
Exactly, exactly.
Amen, yeah. Bill.
I think that a lot of people waste their experience, you know, and they just go through it, and it's almost like, you know, it's like the guy who was beating his head against the wall. And somebody asked him, you know, well, why do you do that? He said, because it feels so good when I stop. Well, you know what? You know, people that, you know, go through that painful experience, they beat their head against the wall, and you know, they're not learning anything. You know, the lesson that they're learning, well, when it's over, you know, it feels good. But they walk out of there with no lesson learned.
Yeah, and all beat up, right? Take a long time to recover from that, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Bill, it's so good to talk to you. Tell us what's going on at Bethany.
Well, you know, with the restrictions being lessened, you know, we're able to open up more and more.
Fabulous.
You know, we were just for the longest time worshiping on Sunday morning, but now we're beginning to open up other dimensions of our
Good.
Church.
So
I'm excited about that. Excuse me. So I'm excited about that. And we are just about finished with our new sanctuary.
What?
So hopefully in May, we will occupy our new sanctuary.
Wow.
That's super exciting, Bill. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, it's been we call it a journey to the promised land, and it's been a journey to the promised land, and God has been faithful and been with us the whole way.
Fabulous. Well, Pastor, always a pleasure. That's a great word today about pain.
Hey, what happened to your back, Bill? After
well,
all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, did the pain subside?
Yeah, you know what? After a while, it just seemed I don't know if it was a nerve or what, but it just it seemed like it worked itself out. You know, I never did go to the doctor. I should have gone to the doctor. I didn't go.
You're like a guy.
I'm one of them hard-headed men.
Get out of here. I mean, for goodness sake, Bill.
I get it, Bill.
I'm glad for you, though. Yeah. Very glad.
Good. That's a real good word.
Thank you.
Take care, Bill.
Pastor Bill Glaze, Bethany Baptist Church in the Homewood neighborhood here in the city of Pittsburgh, talking to us about the House of Pain.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.